Investigators may have homed in on the spot on the Space Shuttle Columbia's left wing where super-hot gases penetrated and led to the breakup of the orbiter. Scorched pieces from the wing's leading edge are the latest clues in an investigation that has taken many twists and turns, NPR's Richard Harris reports.
Every week, investigators sit down with journalists and say what they've learned about the Columbia accident. And every week, as the investigation evolves, so too does the story. 2 weeks ago, investigators were particularly interested in a part called the carrier panel, which sits behind the wing's leading edge. But as more information has come in, that panel looks less interesting, and the leading edge itself is taking center stage. Scott Hubbard on the Columbia Accident Investigation Board says engineers are focusing on two adjoining segments of the shuttle's leading edge.
And what we see is something that's not seen thus far anywhere else on the wing leading edge or indeed in the orbital debris, which is pieces of a very tough material, this reinforced carbon-carbon, eroded to knife edges, where a normal piece is a half an inch. It's been eroded to about the thickness of a dime.
Whatever happened here, it was blisteringly hot. One very live possibility is that a piece that normally covers a gap between these two segments of the leading edge had fallen away while the shuttle was in orbit. Board Chairman Harold Gaiman, a retired admiral, held up an 8-inch-long sample of this gap-filling piece to illustrate what could have happened.
You would now have a 1 1/8-inch hole, 8 inches long, going directly into the wing with nothing to stop it. Aha. Now you see what the problem is.
The problem is that super hot gases from the atmosphere could flow right into the slit and act like a blowtorch to melt and slice up the aluminum structure inside. Scott Hubbard says that's a somewhat different scenario from about 6 weeks ago when engineers studying the heat flow or thermodynamics of the accident assumed that the hole in the wing was a circle 4 inches across.
So the thermodynamics people have gone back to the drawing board, and they're doing that even as we speak to figure out what a long, narrow slit would do as distinguished from a hole.
Meanwhile, engineers are still trying to pinpoint the location where a chunk of foam hit the wing during liftoff. So far, it does not appear to be exactly where this slit may have formed, so Hubbard says either further analysis will put these two events closer together, or somebody will come up with a way to explain how an impact on one part of the wing could cause a breach a few yards away.
So this story of exactly what happened and where it happened, although we're closing in on it, is going to continue to evolve.
It's tempting to conclude that the 2-pound piece of foam knocked loose the piece on the edge of the wing, and it's possible that the piece was vulnerable because of some underlying defect, perhaps due to the advanced age of the shuttle. But Admiral Gaiman says he's nowhere near ready to sign off on that.
There is a possibility that the foam had nothing to do with it. Absolutely. We remain open to all scenarios, but we have to run everything down because this is obviously an anomalous event that has to be explained.
By combing through the facts and running through some real-world tests, the board hopes to do just that in the coming months. Richard Harris, NPR News, Washington.
The time is 29 minutes past the hour.